That's what the message of Easter really means. We've got some leaflet giveaways. It says New Life. Many of you have gardens. You'll see crocuses and daffodils and things coming up in pots. Well, this four-page leaflet tells you all about Jesus and what he means to Easter. I'm hopefully not going to take you very much longer this afternoon. Easter is my favourite time of the year. And reading during the week, it says that over 1 billion people in the world will be celebrating Easter today. 1 billion people out of the entire population of this planet will be celebrating Easter today. It's the cornerstone of the Christian faith, and you and I know why it is. Easter answers life's greatest questions. Easter solves life's greatest problems. And that's why this day is so special, and that's why this service is so special to us this afternoon. You know, as I think about people and life and questions and answers, I think if we're being honest, basically all people have unanswered questions about what's missing in their life. What's the meaning of life? Is it putting that last puzzle piece in and then everything's fine? Or is there another puzzle and another puzzle after that? We want to enjoy a full and meaningful life. We want to feel that we matter, that we can accomplish something, that our life is worthwhile. What is the meaning of life? Jesus' love and resurrection proves his authority and power, and we are called to let his love reign in our lives. That's what the meaning of life is. I said today we're celebrating Easter. And what does that mean? It means that Jesus is alive. It said on that very first video, all of the things that were impossible, all of the things that were unfathomable, all the things that could not be achieved, Jesus is alive. He achieved life after death. And we're going to see how his love changes everything in our lives. Now, here is a picture of a crown. Not like the crown that royalty would wear, that the King Charles would wear. He would wear a gold crown with jewels and things into it. This crown has been made as a representative of a crown of thorns. Now, many of you have roses in your garden. We used to have roses in our garden, but I managed to kill all of them. So we no longer have any roses in our garden. But if you're ever pruning the roses and you get a jag in your finger, it's from a thorn, which is probably about that size. The thorns on this crown were that size. They were woven together and rammed into Jesus' head. People didn't know and didn't believe that he was really a king. They were mocking him when they put this crown onto him. But Jesus showed them that he was the king. In our Bible, in Matthew chapter 27, we read all about the crucifixion. And if you want to read it, it's a well-known passage of the Bible, Matthew 27, 10 verses 32 to 42. And you can read about that. Jesus was crucified. The people were making fun of him. They were shouting out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They were trying to make fun of him. They didn't get it. Jesus really is the King of the Jews. Jesus really is the King of the Gentiles, which we are. Jesus really is King of creation. What they were trying to do that day blew up in their faces, because Jesus was the King. And that's exactly what he is. Sometimes we struggle with allowing Jesus to be King. in our lives. Sometimes we've just got to leave it to God and let Him take control. Let Jesus take the wheel. I was watching a thing on YouTube, and it was a driving lesson. And the guy driving the car was driving too fast. He wasn't driving safely, and he was too close to the cars on the side of the street. And the instructor had to continually change the steering wheel. He had to continually avoid that man from causing danger and causing potential death to himself. When we let Jesus take the wheel, our lives can be changed forever. Jesus went to Calvary, was crucified, but he didn't stay dead. That picture on the video at the start showed that he was raised to life again. And that's what Easter's all about. Jesus' love for us was so strong that he beat death. No one else in the history of mankind has ever died, been buried for 3 days, and then come back to life again. There's only one person who did that, and that was Jesus. The most famous verse in the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16, says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but will have everlasting life." They laid Jesus in a tomb and rolled a big gigantic stone in front of it. And that's what Easter eggs depict. I know it's nice to get chocolate, but the Easter egg represents the stone that was rolled in front of the tomb. 3 days later, that stone was rolled back. It wasn't to let Jesus out. It was to let other people in to see that he had risen from the dead. Have you come here today and you don't really know him? Wouldn't it be a great Easter if today you left knowing who Jesus is and allowing him to be the best friend you could ever have? We've been talking about Jesus being the King. We're going to watch a video called King of Kings. And in 3 minutes, this song tells us why Jesus came to earth and why we celebrate it today. So, give me 180 seconds out of your life, and let's see how Jesus can make a difference today.
Knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died.
To reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus. For our sake, you died. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom, I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Let these words wash over you this afternoon. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom, I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. That can be you today. One simple, honest declaration that you want your life changed today. From the 20th of April 2025 onwards, you want Jesus to be part of your life, your direction, and your eternity. Ask him today. Use simple words. Say it and mean it. Make the change today. Maybe you've walked away from God. Times have been hard and you don't know how to make it right. It's only one step in turning back to Jesus. No matter how many steps you've walked away from him, it just takes one step to come back. Do you have a choice to make today? accept Jesus for the first time or to ask him to be centre of your life again? So what's next? What about us who are already Christians? Jesus wants us to share his love with others. Matthew 28, Jesus tells his followers to go and make disciples, teaching them about Jesus and his love. That's our job too. We need to let Jesus' love reign in our lives and share it with everyone we meet. So, what does this all mean for us? It means we need to let Jesus be king of our lives. We need to trust him, follow him, share his love with others. And when we do that, we'll see amazing things happen in our own lives, in our families, in our church. If you've been challenged today, speak to someone you trust. Don't let another Sunday pass without getting it sorted. Jesus loves you and wants the best for you. We were told every time we go to the beach, write this message on the sand. Jesus loves you. He loves each and every one of us here today, and he wants what's best for you. Please take one of these tracts. Tells you a little bit more about it if you want to read and discern what's been said. But let's pray before we have our last song. Our God and Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for Easter Sunday and what it represents in the world. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He's no longer in the tomb. He's no longer in Jerusalem. He's seated at high at your right hand. A risen, restored, resurrected Saviour. One which each and every one of us in this room today and watching online can respond to and can put their trust that he will direct, he will be their steering wheel and their direction in life to find the meaning of life, that final piece of the jigsaw is Jesus. It's as simple as that. And if we put our trust in him, we can live forever. For his resurrection has resurrected me. Father, bless us. We thank you for everyone who's here today. We just pray a blessing on each and every person. As we sing this last song, may we proclaim the glory of Jesus and all that he means to us. Father, bless us as we do so. In your name, amen.